It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
All right, back here in San Francisco for the highlights. Before we get to those, let's go places with the Toyota Out-of-Town Scoreboard. Just a quick couple updates on the Toyota Out-of-Town Scoreboard. It's over in Boston. Red Sox beat the Angels by the final score of 4-3. Cubs beat the Tigers 4-2. The Braves over the Brewers 4-1 there in the top of the sixth inning in Milwaukee. Later tonight, Diamondbacks at home against the Nationals. Dodgers host the Marlins. Kershaw against Alcantara. And then the Padres and the Cardinals in San Diego. I say later tonight, those games are now getting started, so scoreboard's a little slow updating, but those games are now should be underway. In fact, they are no score in the first inning in San Diego. Dodgers and Marlins, well, they say they still haven't started. That's strange. Anyway, getting going soon here in L.A., from Dodger Stadium. So that's our out-of-town scoreboard. Time now for the Honda highlights. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. All right. Well, we know it was a well-pitched game. We know it was tough to hit early, and that's been the case 2 days in a row, and maybe it is the hitting conditions with the earlier start in Pittsburgh, because the Pirates didn't have a hit first time through the order. They didn't have a base runner. The Giants had one hit, and it was from the pitcher first time through the order, scoreless into the fourth inning. Giants defense contributed in the fourth with Gausman pitching well. He did give up a leadoff single in that inning to Adam Frazier, and who knows, maybe the Pirates would have gotten on the board much earlier in this game than they did if not for the defense of Steven Duggar.
Here's the pitch. And it's lined into center field. Duggar coming in. He dives and he makes the catch. So Newman hit it right on the nose. And Duggar, with a dive towards right center field, put it away for out number one.
Really good play by Steven Duggar. And that helped Kevin Gausman, who then sort of took off after that. And not that he wasn't pitching great before then. He struck out the next two hitters, gave up a very weird ground ball double in the fifth. That really was just a little bouncer and somehow became an extra base hit for Gregory Polanco. He then struck out three in a row. After that, he had nine strikeouts through five. He struck out the first hitter in the sixth. Then Adam Frazier hit a double off the right field wall. So again, scoreless game, go-ahead run in scoring position. He got Newman to fly out, and in that bottom of the sixth inning with two down and a runner in scoring position, he reached back and got another one of those strikeouts.
And the pitch. And Reynolds goes around on a check swing. Posey blocks it, throws to first, and Kevin Gausman strikes out Reynolds for his 11th strikeout, and that'll end the inning.
He would end up with 12. He got his 12th in the eighth inning, but before that, the Giants finally got on the board. In that eighth inning, Brandon Crawford was the leadoff hitter against the Pirates reliever, Dwayne Underwood. Patience and power calling cards for the Giants. Brandon Crawford showing a little patience, maybe now a little power in a good hitter's count, 3-1. Here it comes, and a fastball is hit high in the air to right field and pretty deep. Polanco is back at the wall. It is gone! A home run for Brandon Crawford just over that 21-foot-high wall, and that's the first run of the game. It's 1-0. The television, they didn't show us the ball. The TV cameras did not follow the ball. Well, and it was just so strange because they were honed in on Gregory Polanco, who was standing there. And ultimately, we just thought, okay, we saw the umpire make the call. Home run, Brandon Crawford's eighth of the year. The hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. So the Giants had a 1-0 lead, and it really felt like that tonight was going to be enough the way that Kevin Gausman was pitching in the bottom of the eighth inning. He retired the Pirates in order. He had only thrown 91 pitches, so the Giants went scoreless in the top of the ninth. They gave Kevin a chance to finish what he started, but right away he got into trouble. Just a little bloop off the bat of Adam Frazier started that inning. Kevin Newman then came up, and with Frazier running, Newman broke his bat but flipped one into center field. Back-to-back singles, first and third, nobody out, and Gausman came out of the game. Jake McGee needed to pull off a miracle. He didn't quite do that, although he pitched really, really well. Came in to face Brian Reynolds with the tying run at third base. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball grounded through into right field, base hit, and that's going to tie the game. Frazier in to score. Newman will go to second and stop there. It's 1-1 with still nobody out in the ninth inning and the winning run in scoring position. Well, that one wasn't hit hard, but it just found a hole. And with Mauricio Dubon playing so far in, there was nobody. Maybe if he was at normal depth, it wouldn't have mattered. Just hit perfectly through between Belt and Dubon, but Brian Reynolds just slapped at it. It worked, though. Yeah, Brian Reynolds, and to give him credit, that was a spot where he was trying to put the ball in play, and he did, and got that tying run home. The problem for the Giants at that point was that they were still two on with still nobody out in the ninth inning, and the Giants were in danger of just losing it right then and there. But they did not. Jake McGee struck out Will Craig. He struck out Gregory Polanco, and he struck out the pinch hitter Eric Gonzalez. Very, very impressive from Jake McGee. Even after giving up that hit, to find a way to give the Giants some new life. Giants survived to the 10th inning. But in the 10th, with that automatic runner, they could not score. Evan Longoria smashed a liner that was picked at third by Gonzalez. And that probably saved the game for the Pirates, because Tyler Rogers came in for the bottom of the 10th after the Giants had not scored, inheriting that runner at second base. That's the winning run. Nobody out, knowing he had to be perfect. And really, he was. He got Wilmer Defoe to ground out. That ground ball, though, sent the winning run to third base with only one out. He struck out the catcher, Michael Perez. And then a pinch hitter, Stokes, came up with the winning run at third and two down. 2-2 pitch from Rogers. Here it is. And it's strike three called at the knees. Tyler Rogers, great work for the Giants. McGee and Rogers have done it again tonight. So the Pirates do not score. All they needed was the one, and they couldn't get it. We will go to the 11th inning. And I said Stokes. That was, of course, Jacob Stallings, the catcher who was a pinch hitter in that spot. He struck out, and the Giants went to the 11th. In the 11th inning, the Giants would get a run home. Austin Slater dunked one in after Crawford had moved to third on a fly ball off the bat of Mauricio Dubon. So the Giants had a 2-1 lead after Darren Ruff walked as a pinch hitter. Mike Tauchman came up. The Giants were looking to add on. Tauchman hit a low liner on the first base side that Will Craig smothered and got the out on. And that, again, a huge play by the Pirates' defense. The Giants watched Mike Yastrzemski then ground out to second base. So they got only the one run in the top of the 11th inning. And that, as it turned out, was not enough. Automatic runners started at second in the bottom of the 11th against Caleb Berriger. And the first hitter to face Berriger was Adam Frazier. 2-1. Here's a swing and a drive to right field. Going back on the ball, Yastrzemski all the way to the wall. He jumps up and he can't catch it, and now he's lying on the ground. The tying run is in to score. Frazier racing around to third, and he's going to be in there as Yastrzemski gets up, picks it up, and throws it back in with a triple. It's 2-2, and the winning run is 90 feet away for the Pirates. Adam Frazier's third hit of the game. He's been the one guy tonight who has swung the bat. And he's now put the Pirates in a position to win it. And it's my apologies. It was his fourth hit of the game. He was 4-for-5, Frazier was. Two singles, a double, and a triple. And he was the key for the Pirates' offense. He was the one guy really swinging it. Kevin Newman came up and hit a looping liner that was caught at short by Brandon Crawford for a big first out. Gabe Kapler then came to the mound for some strategy. Kapler decided to walk Reynolds intentionally and walk Will Craig intentionally to load the bases up with one out. Gregory Polanco came up, got into a two-strike count, but Caleb Berriger could not put him away and hit the sacrifice fly Polanco did in a two-strike situation. Plenty deep enough in center field to score the winning run. Frazier came in, and the Pirates won 3-2. We did get confirmation, sort of what we were speculating on, Gabe Kapler after the game, saying that he and the Giants thought that Polanco had passed the runner. Of course, Polanco had already been out. And I guess the Giants, there was some dispute about the timing of that. Even so, Polanco would have been the guy who would have been out for passing the runner. So I don't think it would have mattered. Passing runners, we looked it up, is a reviewable play. But in this instance, Tom Hallion and his crew talked it over, and it was not going to matter. Frazier was allowed to tag and come in to score what proved to be the winning run, 3-2, the final score. The player we give credit to for stellar performance is Kevin Gausman. 12 strikeouts, no walks, 8 innings, no decision. That's the way it goes for the Giants tonight. Sponsored by Geico, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And our K counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. The Giants pitching had 17 strikeouts in this game, 17 of them, and they only issued the 2 intentional walks. They did not issue an unintentional walk with 17 strikeouts. Amazing performance by the Giants pitching, and yet they did not win the game. So a frustrating one for the Giants, that's for sure. And that'll do it for our broadcast here from San Francisco. Matt Leland back in our KNBR studios. Darren Jan, our producer-engineer here in the booth. For Dwayne Kuiper and Sean Estes, along with John Miller and Mike Kruko, Dave Fleming saying so long. Thanks for being with us. The Giants lose a tough one in 11, 3-2. The final score, 3:35, first pitch time tomorrow. We'll talk to you then on the KNBR Northern California Honda Dealers Radio Network.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.